Sportsnet 650.
I'm sure a little bit of a whirlwind last 24, 48 hours for you. Maybe just give listeners a sense of what the travel schedule's been like and when you got the news you were being recalled here to Vancouver.
Yeah, it's it's always a little bit of a circus when you get called up, especially on the road. The team was in Charlotte, and I got off the bus to play the game around 4 o'clock in Charlotte, and I was told to get right back on the bus and that I was going up, and had to hurry back to the hotel, pack some things up, and move it back to Vancouver. So I got in, late on a Friday night, and obviously happy to be here though.
You and your teammates in Utica have been busy, but more so in practice rather than in games. Is it a little bit of a weird start to the season, considering in your case you've only appeared in 4 games at the AHL level?
Yeah, it's been definitely a different schedule. No home games yet either. All of it's been on the road, and it's been light. We had one game in a week, and lots of practicing. So, that's a good thing and a bad thing. I think it's good because you get to work on your details, and you get to get in shape, and especially with a new group of guys, getting the chemistry and stuff like that together is important to practice.
You had a lot of games in preseason action for Vancouver. What did you feel went well for you, even if you weren't able to start the year here with the big club?
Yeah, I thought I used my speed well. I know that that's one of my biggest assets, and skating, and I thought I worked extremely hard and competed on pucks and used my speed, so I'm looking to continue that.
I think Sat and John have a few questions for you up in the broadcast booth. Fellas?
Hey, Jason. This is Sat with Sportsnet 650. Hey, just a question about last season. Last season, of course, you played a lot of games under Willie Desjardins. You signed a one-year deal this summer when you came to training camp. How disappointing was it, though, to not be able to make the team out of camp when you sort of had the success you had last season?
Well, obviously, it's disappointing, but it's something that I've unfortunately grown accustomed to. I haven't made an NHL team out of camp yet, and this is my sixth year pro, but I think just, having gone through that before and just keeping an attitude of just trying to get better every day and focusing on what I can control, I think that's obviously led to me, playing over 100 games in the league without having made a team yet. So it's nothing that I haven't been through before. Obviously, it's something that I'd like to change in the future. And, I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to get. So it's going to be important for me to step right in here tonight and make an impact.
Well, in terms of a mindset, last year it was similar because, you got called up and then you played a few games and you sort of cemented your place in the roster. Are you sort of looking to make the same sort of impact? You get a chance to play tonight and try to build on that or sort of make your way to stick on this team again?
Yeah, I'm not going to try to put too much pressure on myself. I know what I have to do to go out there and be successful. It's just, I'm going to go in there with the right mindset tonight and play a greener system and hopefully try to help this team keep winning games like they have been so far.
Hey, Jason, we've heard about how there is a veteran logjam with the Utica Comets this year, and there has to be a rotating number of veterans who actually sit out per game. Has that been a point of frustration for you, and how are you as the veteran dealing with something like that?
Yeah, it's it's a situation that a lot of us haven't been in before. I think it's, obviously we have a great team down in Utica and everyone would love to play every night, but unfortunately the rule is only a certain number of veterans can play. So far throughout the season, we've had a little bit of a rotation going, and, when you're not playing, it's obviously frustrating. However, it's just part of the deal. Coaching staff had a meeting with all the veterans to begin the season and, told us that this was a possibility and this is how it's going to be. And, you just got to be a pro about it and be supportive and get ready to go when you're called.
It's hard to believe, but at 27, you're one of the wily veterans on that Comets team. So tell us about Nikolai Goldobin. You mentioned that you haven't really made an NHL roster out of training camp. Goldobin failed to do that with the Canucks this year. What has his mentality and gameplay been like for you?
Goldie is, as most everyone knows, an extremely talented player. And, he's shown that so far this season. He's put together a string of really good games down in Utica. And, I think it's just the same mindset that he needs to have is that, he just needs to keep working hard and keep trying to improve every day, control what he can control. And, he's going to get his shot here, sooner than later, obviously. And he's, just got to be ready for it.
Final question for you. You're not the only Magna that's suiting up in NHL games right now. Your brother, Jacob, has been able to solidify an opening night roster spot with Anaheim. How often are you keeping in touch with him? And what's his season been like to this point with the Ducks?
Yeah, obviously extremely proud of him. He got one game at the end of last season, and, he's had an extremely successful American League career. And, he's finally got his opportunity with some D-men in Anaheim that have been banged up, and he stepped right in. And I think he's had a strong performance so far, honestly, through his first string of games here where he's, you know, he's gotten in and played consistently. So very proud of him. He just went through the Florida road trip, so we got to see all the family and, you know, playing the Panthers and the Lightning. And, you know, I think that was a really neat experience for him and obviously our family to be able to watch him play.
Jason, thanks for your time. Good luck getting back into the mix tonight here for Vancouver.
Thank you very much.
Jason Magna joining us here down outside the Canucks locker room. And after getting the recall within the last 48 hours, he will indeed draw into Travis Green's lineup card tonight. For our listeners that aren't aware, fellas, Brock Besser not given the green light to return to action this evening. Still sidelined with that foot contusion. So that Brock Besser watch will continue at least for another day here on the West Coast.
Sportsnet 650.